From KQED News, I'm Mina Kim. Parents and students in San Rafael's Dixie School District are packing the school board meeting this evening to once again push the board to get rid of the name Dixie, seen as a racist reference to the South and the Confederacy. KQED's Julia McAvoy reports.
The district now knows it will cost just over $18,000 for a new name, and they have someone willing to pick up the tab, the Marin Community Foundation. So now the board has to decide whether or not it wants to make the change.
I am an African-American parent, so I have two brown children that I'm raising, and this issue is very personal for me.
Tanai Newhoff is a mom in the district.
I'm asking the board to make a clear statement to all young children of color that they matter, that their voices will be heard.
The Dixie district is 92% white. Those who want to keep it Dixie say it wasn't named to demean or oppress anyone. The board has up to 40 days to make a decision. I'm Julia McAvoy, KQED News.
East Bay Congresswoman Barbara Lee says the federal government's shutdown is hurting both Native American communities and the nation's natural resources. At a hearing today, Lee and other Democratic members of Congress said basic services for Native Americans have been affected.
Daily life has been interrupted, including health care services, food programs, and general maintenance of tribal lands. This is really a slap in the face to these families.
Lee says the government needs to protect its national parks, and furloughing workers has led to overflowing trash and vandalism. I'm Mina Kim. This is KQED News.